Good afternoon.
May it please the court, please show the appearance of Susan Critchman on behalf of the appellant. I don't really intend to reserve any time for rebuttal, so I'll just try to get through this as quick as I can, counsel. This case involves the termination of parental rights of Odari Wiley to his child Malachi. The separate juvenile court erred in three different issues. The first one was finding that Mr. Wiley's incarceration put him in a position where he was not able to care for the child. While it may be correct that Mr. Wiley could not directly parent his child while he was incarcerated, Mr. Wiley did in fact request the department to place his child with his own mother, the child's paternal grandmother, which we believe satisfied Mr. Wiley's responsibilities to provide for his child while he's incarcerated. If he could not do it himself, he found someone who was safe and appropriate and that could do it for him. Secondly, we believe it's fundamentally unfair to use the length of the time that the child has been in out-of-home placement to terminate Mr. Wiley's parental rights in this situation. In this case, Mr. Wiley did not know that he was Malachi's father until he received the results of the genetic testing. He had been notified by the department approximately 6 months earlier that he had been mentioned as a possible father of Malachi, but given the circumstances of the parties at the time the child was conceived, it's unreasonable to suggest that Mr. Wiley should have been aware of the child simply because the contraceptive method failed at the time the child was conceived. Finally, it's our position the department did not provide Mr. Wiley with services that would enable him to comply with the case plan, and that reasonable efforts were not made. The caseworker in the incident case made very minimal efforts to find therapists that would go to the jail to provide the evaluations that the court had ordered. Mr. Wiley made some attempt to find some on his own. Our position is the department did not meet its burden in this case. For that reason, we'd ask that this court reverse the order of the termination of Mr. Wiley's parental rights and remand this matter back to the separate juvenile court. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Good afternoon, counsel.
Good afternoon. Your Honors, my name is Jenna Benema. I represent the Lancaster County Attorney's Office. State of Nebraska is the appellee in this case. We're asking you to affirm the termination of parental rights. First, I'd like to begin with the appeal that wasn't made. The appellant, the father in this case, does not make the argument that it is not in the best interest of the child that his parental rights be terminated. It's not at issue here because it is in the best interest of Malachi that the parental rights of his natural father, Mr. Wiley, are terminated. Malachi is a special child. He has special needs due to the fact that he was born with drugs in his system. He was in one foster home the entire time he was in care. During that time, he had one foster mother, his only mother he'd ever known, and an extended family who helped him, provided a supportive environment for him, assisted him being able to overcome some of those issues caused by the drugs that he was born with in his system. At this point, it's in his best interest to remain in that home and for him to be free for adoption so that Ms. Abney, his foster mother, can adopt him. Furthermore, the state believes it has proven by clear and convincing evidence that Mr. Wiley's rights should be terminated on three grounds. First of all, that he continuously, substantially, and continuously, or repeatedly neglected Malachi. He's never met Malachi, his own son. If that's not the purest form of neglect, I'm not sure what is.
Counsel, I'd like to back up just a little. You referred to a potential adoptive family. Isn't that something we are not supposed to consider on a termination proceeding?
Well, in this case, I think it goes to best interest. Malachi has special needs.
Which isn't being litigated.
Which is not being litigated in this case. You're right. I just wanted to mention that Mr. Wiley isn't making that argument, that it's not in his best interest. And she did testify and let the court know that she was able to provide an adoptive home and that she had provided for him up until the time in which,
until
the time of the termination.
Do you then agree that the fact of an available adoptive family is something that we should not consider?
I guess in this case I felt that the specific facts due to his special needs were why it goes to the issue, but yes, I agree with you.
Okay, the second thing I wanted to ask you about, you heard Ms. Kirchman talk about the paternal grandmother's availability to
sure.
provide care. How do you respond to that?
Well, Your Honor, part of the reason that the Department of Health and Human Services looks at a family placement first is because it prevents trauma to the child. It allows them to remain in an environment that they're comfortable with and remain maintain some sort of established relationship with the family. But Malachi doesn't have any relationship with that family. So that the department, I think, has to weigh the best interest of the child when they're making that decision.
He has a biological relationship with that family.
Right, but he was removed from the home the day he was born. He never met Mr. Wiley or any of his extended family. So in the sense that the reason that you look at a family placement is so they maintain some sort of family relationship and prevent trauma.
Do you think that's the only reason? Don't you think that biological relationship is significant?
I do, but the testimony of the therapist in this case was that it would traumatize him to remove him from the place that he was in and put him somewhere else. And I think you have to weigh the best interest of the child. If there was going to be trauma to him by placing him in a new environment, is that really what we want to do? Is that really in his best interest?
So I guess Ms. Kirchman said she isn't going to reply, but isn't it something along the lines of the state doesn't look very hard to find the father, and consequently the time goes by and a bond is established with a non-biological placement, and therefore somehow the biological relationship becomes unimportant? Isn't that where this kind of leads us?
Well, the specific facts of this case are that the biological mother in this case provided the wrong name for the parent. The state used efforts to locate a parent by the name of Odari James. Whether or not there's an Odari James out there, I don't know, but he doesn't happen to be the father of this child. So the state did make efforts. Once they were aware that Mr. Wiley was here, located in the Lancaster County Jail, they made efforts to contact him. They had set up paternity testing for him. There wasn't much, even at that time, that they could do for him because of his incarceration, which he made the voluntary act that put him in within that incarceration. But there wasn't much they could do to rehabilitate him as a parent at that point.
Does the record tell us anything about what was looked at with respect to the paternal grandmother, whether there was an investigation?
Tell me about that. There was a home study, and it was done through the state of Mississippi. The way that the interstate contact works is that state has to approve the child's placement. My understanding is that the state of Mississippi did approve the grandmother as an appropriate placement, but at that point, the Department of Health and Human Services made the determination that it wasn't in his best interest based on the fact that they have a therapist saying it's going to traumatize the child at this point. He's been living with the same foster parent the entire time who's dealt with these special needs. Additionally, there were concerns that his special needs wouldn't be able to be addressed. I think that the state of Mississippi didn't address his specific problems with them. They just went to the family and said, are you a safe and appropriate place for any child? What they didn't say was, are you the appropriate place for this child who has these needs? And so that further investigation determined that it wasn't going to be an appropriate placement for Malachi. He sleeps for only 2 hours at a time. He has severe stranger danger issues, severe asthma. So there was never any determination on how the other children in that home or the circumstances of the father in that home, if that would hinder her ability to care for a child with special needs. I don't know if that makes sense. But it was determined that it was an appropriate foster placement for any general child, but not necessarily an appropriate foster placement for Malachi. That would be the determination the state of Nebraska, who had some familiarity with him, which the state of Mississippi did not.
What evidence did the juvenile court have before it regarding the paternal grandmother other than the Mississippi home study?
She did not appear or testify at the trial. Are you speaking specifically about the termination trial or the review hearing?
The ongoing review.
She did not testify at the trial. It was just testified to that she was willing to have the child placed with her and that the Department of Health and Human Services didn't believe it was in the best interest of the child.
Thank you.
How old was the child when Mr. Wiley was identified as the father?
Malachi was born in February 2007. Mr. Wiley was identified sometime during this. Well, record shows that Ms. Holder, the natural mother, said she wrote him a letter in the summer of 2007. He was identified by the state of Nebraska in the beginning of 2008, so approximately a year old, when he was determined that he potentially could be the father. The paternity testing came through about May of 2008, so just over a year old.
Thank you.
I think, I believe that the state has proven the grounds, and I addressed that in my brief. I guess the last thing that I wanted to say is that this is a classic case where the child should be made to await parental maturity. In this case, the only thing certain is that the father will be incarcerated at least until 2016. At the time of the trial, he had several criminal charges, including an assault by a confined person that he had received after adjudication in this case. So the amount of incarceration beyond that is still unknown, but we do know that he would be incarcerated until 2016. The primary consideration of termination is the best interest of the child. And I don't think it's not disputed in this case that the best interest of Malachi are for Mr. Wiley's rights to be terminated, and I don't think he should have to wait until Mr. Wiley is released from his incarceration before he has any opportunity to have a father, parent-father relationship with him. I'd ask you to affirm the lower court's decision.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much.
Apparently that ends the case. The case is deemed submitted. You're excused.